Random House Audio presents Sunset in Saint-Tropez by Danielle Steele. Read for you by David Garrison. Diana Morrison lit the candles in her living room on a table set for six. The apartment was large and elegant with a view of Central Park. Diana and Eric had lived there for 19 of the 32 years they'd been married, and for most of those years, their two daughters had lived there with them. Both girls had moved out only in the last few years. Samantha to an apartment of her own when she graduated from Brown, and Catherine when she got married 5 years before. They were good girls, bright and loving and fun. And despite the expected skirmishes with them in their teens, Diana got along with them extremely well, and she missed them now that they'd grown up. But she and Eric had enjoyed their time alone. At 55, she was still beautiful, and Eric had always been careful to keep the romance fresh between them. He heard enough stories through his work to understand what women needed from their men. At 60, he was a handsome, youthful-looking man, and a year before he had talked Diana into getting her eyes done. He knew she would feel better if she did, and he'd been right. As she checked the table again that she had set for New Year's Eve, she looked glorious in the candlelight. The minor cosmetic surgery she'd had knocked 10 years off her age. She had let her hair go white years before, and it shimmered like fresh snow in a well-cut angled bob that showed off her delicate features and big blue eyes. Eric always told her that she was as pretty as she'd been when they met. She'd been a nurse at Columbia Presbyterian when he was an obstetrical resident, and they'd gotten married 6 months later and had been together ever since. She'd stopped working when she got pregnant with Catherine, and stayed home after that, busy with the girls and understanding with Eric as he got up night after night to deliver babies. He loved his work.